I live in my revealed body. I live in my revealed body. My revealed body is who I really am, not the illusion, not the appearances, not the worldliness, not the humanness, but my revealed body is that ideal self in me. But I can only live my revealed body if my every thought is placed on what that real body is. I can only live my real body if my every thought is placed upon who and what I really am. It's so easy to lollygag around in my consciousness and be thinking thoughts that are taking me away from who I really am, because the world of illusion plays a mighty strong game in my consciousness. The world of illusion plays a mighty strong game in my awareness, in who I am. Now, why do I let this world of illusion play this mighty strong game in my life and in my awareness? Why do I do that? Why do I let myself be taken into the thought that something is not really all that I want it to be? Why do I do that? Well, I do that when I don't always live in my revealed body. I can live always in my revealed body if I wish. I can always live in my revealed awareness if I wish. I can always live in that awareness of who I am if I wish. Because that awareness of who I am is always there. It's always there. It's always my reality. It's always that which I am. It's always something that can never be changed. It's always something that will always be revealed to me if I will allow myself to live in its awareness. Now, I can do that. I can live in the awareness of who I am as long as I choose, in any way that I choose, but it's up to me. It's up to me how I want to express myself. It's up to me how I want to have my body be. Now, when I am walking along at any time, and I feel the scent of smoke in the air, I can instantly create all the images and all the imagination that I want to have of what that smoke might represent. I can have that smoke represent a barbecue, and people gathered around the barbecue enjoying an afternoon or evening of lovely sharing. I can have that smoke represent a cigarette that is not any longer tasteful to me, where at one time I might have enjoyed it. Now it is no longer desirable. It's reprehensible. It's something I do not want in my world. Oh, I could smell somebody taking a $100 bill and saying, "I have money to burn." And then they put a match to that $100 bill and they burn it and they say, "Look, I'm so rich I can do this." You see, the illusions, the imagination that we have can be so buried, so unique, and so untrue to who we really are. I often tell the story of my being a young reporter in Prairie du Chien and going to cover the burning taking place in a nearby forest. And it was a beautiful national park forest. And as I went into the forest, there was no one around yet. The fire trucks had not arrived yet. The people had not arrived yet to work on putting out the fire. But I went right into the middle of it with my camera, taking pictures of the flames soaring up through the tops of the trees, of the smoke swirling around everywhere, except where I was. And everything I did was really glorious. My pictures went on to the Associated Press, and it was fantastic. And as I walked out of the forest, there were the firemen with their gear all ready to go in and fight the fire. And they said to me, "How can you do that? How can you walk in and out of the smoke of that fire and be unaffected? And I hadn't even thought about the smoke. My thought was on one thing, taking pictures of the fire and getting its beauty and its drama. And I said to him, "I don't know." And I walked away. I did know, but I couldn't tell them because their professional work required them to have a uniform, required them to have gas masks, smoke masks, required them to protect themselves from the fire that they were going in, and they were going to go and fight the fire. They were not going to go in and subdue the fire. They were not going to go in and embrace the fire and say, "Okay, you had your burn now. Basta, end, stop." And I didn't say those things either, but I just went in and did my professional work as a photographer and a writer. And I wrote the story, and I took the pictures, and I had them published in papers around the world. It was a wonderful story, a wonderful picture series. What is it? I always live in my perfect body, in my perfect revealed body. My body always reveals to me what it is that I have in my consciousness, what it is that I have in my mind, in my thought, in my life, what I am doing. And it's very true. Whatever it is that I am thinking is what I am doing. I am not a professional fireman fighting a fire. I am not someone who is looking at the burn as something bad. I just looked at it as something of a drama, something of a beautiful expression, something of magic going on. We all do that from time to time. We look at magazines which have pictures of great fires, which have pictures of great drama and great imagination. And whatever is revealed to you by that is what you are. Whatever is revealed to me by what I look at and what I experience in the outer is what I am. For when I wrap everything in my pure white light of love, when I wrap everything in my revealed awareness that all is good and very good, then all truly is good and very good, and that's all that I know. That's all that I am. You can experience life that way too if you wish. It's not a matter of you can experience that way too if you wish. It's a matter that you do experience life that way as you wish, because it's revealed to you according to who you are. Do you look at the world and see it beautiful and good at all times? Do you look at people and see them being harmonious and loving at all times? Do you look at life and give it your honor and your pleasure and your joy? If you do, you are bringing to the world its greatest joy. It's not a matter of what other people have revealed to them. It's a matter of what you have revealed to you. It's a matter of what I have revealed to me, because people see the world through my eyes as I speak about life and as I tell about the world and as I tell about my body and my experiences, my affair. If I go around telling people I'm sick, people will join in the statement that I am sick, and they will think I'm sick, and they will create me sick, sicker than I even created myself. But if I go around telling the world I live in my revealed body, and I am always living in my revealed body, and my body is wonderful and glorious and fantastic. My body is beautiful. My body is what I believe about myself. My body is my life. My body is my joy. My body is my being. Today, your body is your being. Today, your body is a revealed body, and you always live in that revealed body. Let that body be revealed of all the goodness and all the purity and all the magnificence that life is, now and always. Know that for yourself. Live that for yourself. Delight in that for yourself. Claim that for yourself, and it will always be yours, now and forever.